Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Ernisha. How may I help you?
Hi, yeah. I actually don't know who you people are, but I'm calling because this couple of charges are coming out of my bank, and I don't know who you are.
Okay, what's your zip code, ma'am?
I'm sorry?
What's your zip code to try to locate the account?
I do not understand what you just said. I just asked you a question.
We are a third-party call center. I would have to take your zip code to go in to see what is on your account for the charge.
I've got two charges. I don't know who you are, and I don't know who these charges are.
Okay, so I'm not able to assist you without a zip code.
10464.
Okay, and what's your name?
My name is Betty or Elizabeth Cronstead. Who am I speaking to?
For the last time, this is a third-party call center. In order to verify your information, I will need your address.
635 Minifert Avenue in the Bronx, 10464, New York.
Okay, so it looks like it's for this spy cam. Do you recall ordering a spy cam?
A spot cam?
Yes, ma'am.
A camera? That was a gift.
Okay, so I'm not sure whether or not it was a gift or not, but it's showing $49.97 where you enrolled into a shopping membership. Would you pay the shipping and handling costs? I'm not sure who put out the surveys, but that's what you enter into.
I completed the survey so that I got the camera for free. I paid for shipping. I did not pay for a camera. The whole point to filling out the survey was I got a free gift as a result, which was the camera. So this charge is a fraud charge.
Okay.
$49 is a fraud charge.
Well, I would have to get you over to our fraud department, and then they can look into it and see what happened for you. And then before I transfer you over to someone in the fraud department, I can get your account closed.
I don't know why I have an account. I should not have an account.
Okay.
The
so
only
that's
thing
why
I paid for was shipping.
Okay, so that's why I have to send you over to someone in our fraud department. They can look into it to see what happened and who charged your account, and then they will have to take care of the account for you.
Yeah, and you know, or speak to my bank. Because I just called my bank, and they gave me this number.
All right, so I'm going to get the account canceled and transfer you over to the fraud department.
Sounds like a plan.
Give me one moment. All right, give me one second while I get this account notated.
Do you have an account number by any chance? I would love to have the account number under my name because I didn't know I had an account.
Yes, I have a cancellation number for you. Give me one moment.
So I can't get the number of the account under
yes,
my
ma'am.
Name?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to give it to you when I get it notated.
Uh-huh.
Right, so I have the number.
Which number is this?
It's going to be a cancellation number.
Uh-huh. What is that?
It's going to be 258-308-611.
Is there an account number under my name?
Mm-hmm. It's 552-334.
Is that it?
Yes, ma'am. And is there anything else I can do for you before I transfer you over to the fraud department?
Yeah, I need to speak to the fraud department.
All right. Well, thanks for calling customer support. You can enjoy your day, and I can transfer you now.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.